This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. All right, coach. So let's get into it. Kind of just go through a couple things about last week. Going into Camden, you know, it's got to be a tough atmosphere over there. And they've got a good squad this year. Just talk a little bit about what specific areas of the team performance that you're probably focused on improving the most. And if there's a few, you know, other takeaways that you noticed throughout the game that you'd like to talk about, just.
Yeah. I mean, I'll start, I think the effort was great Friday night. I thought the atmosphere was electric. You know, both sides were packed out at Chris Gilman Stadium against a quality opponent like Camden. You know, that's why we scheduled them, you know, game one, to see what we got, see what we got to work on. I think that was huge for us and getting some more game time experience for our guys that are inexperienced on the field. But some key takeaway things that we got to do. You know, I thought, you know, being able to go down on the first drive of the game and put points on the board, establish a drive was great to start the game off like that. You know, a lot of execution on special team, which, you know, that was a plus from last year. I think that was a big thing. And then just getting the game reps on defense for our guys that was in that atmosphere, like I said, against a quality opponent was huge for our growth. And the growth from the scrimmage to game one was tremendous, and that's something that we can build on and we can get better. Thought we tackled better in the game. And then just some of the things that we got to work on, you know, in the red zone, we can't get penalties that back us up, maybe back us up in field position. And then defensively, we got to get lined up. We got to get the call off the sideline. You know, those are things talking to both my coordinators about on our team that we got to improve, and we got to do that, you know, heading into next week. So definitely this week in practice, we've been harping on that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's definitely a, seems it's like a more of a easier fix than, you know, it's
right
stuff that is not gonna break your back to try to, you know, get readjusted to for this coming week. So it's always positive when you have, you know, the minimal things that you can work on to get going. Kind of banking on that a little bit with, you know, the improvements, but in your opinion, what would you say with this squad is their biggest strengths overall?
I mean, strengths for us, I think as a team, as a whole, I think they're playing hard. I think that's something they bring, a lot of physicality. They try to match physicality of our opponents. So they do that. They, you know, working well together. I think our team does that very well. A lot of those guys play special teams. A lot of those guys are on offense and defense, and they really care about each other. So they're playing for something bigger than themselves. I think that's huge. There's not a whole lot of egos that are on the team.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. That there, we do have some guys that you know, want to extend their college career and that are going to extend their college career, but they're going to, you know, worry about playing at Brunswick High first. They got a lot at the task at hand that they got to accomplish, and they want to feel those accomplishments. They want to make sure that they go out, you know, and leave a great legacy at Brunswick High School. But, you know, looking back, just our that's the strength of our team. You know, I think the experience in the back end of our defense, you know, those are guys that played a lot of snaps for us. And then offensively, you know, always having your quarterback back is huge. I think that's a big strength for us. And then our offensive line, the guys that we got on there have a ton of experience, a ton of starts here at Brunswick High School over the past 2 to 3 years. And then even on our skill position, some of those guys, you know, played in a lot of games last year and they're going to be juniors this year. And then, you know, defensive line, Chosen Owens has been playing for us for, you know, he's going into his junior year. He played all last year for us. And then, you know, look at our, even our linebackers, they played some reps last year and got some experience, but for them now it's their time to step into a role and they've got to take that role on. It's a little bit bigger this year than it was last year for them.
Yeah, I can definitely see, especially as a Brunswick High alumni myself, I can see that they've got a lot of heart out there playing with pure Pirate pride. Yeah. Wanting to, every time they step on that field, I can just tell that they want it for, you know, the culture of Brunswick High School, and they're going out playing, trying to bring home every single win they can for this program.
Right.
But I do wanted to give a quick reminder that you are currently listening to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So we'll kind of go back a little bit and talk about, you were saying there's some guys that had to step up a little bit and positions that had to get filled. We know you lost a good bit of defensive players last year.
Right.
Or this coming year. Can you just talk about how you were able to, you know, identify and develop these talented young players so that they were prepared to step in and fill those gaps that you had this season?
Yeah, I can definitely speak upon that. And that, first of all, I'll give credit to all our coaches. I think our coaches are tremendous teachers. And, you know, with new guys and different learning styles, we've got to find ways that we can relate, you know, football and what they're supposed to be doing, you know, and tell them the why we got to be in this position, why you need to be lined up like this, why you got to run this route. Why do you have to block this way? Why do you have to attack this person? And that goes back to our coaches and that starts in meetings, and then our meetings got to translate to the field. But those guys have done an excellent job being coachable, our players.
That's big.
And then our coaches, you know, just doing a great job of making sure our players are prepared. You know, it's not like we got Jayshon Towns stepping out there or Craig Richardson or Jeremiah Robbins or Caleb Butler stepping out there who's been playing a lot of snaps for us the past 2 to 3 years. You know, these are guys that played a little bit last year and now they're stepping into a starting role. So all the first game jitters and everything else, they got that out in the Ware County scrimmage. You know, playing in a big time game against a quality opponent like last Friday night was huge for those guys and their development, their growth. And then also the other aspect of it is not mentally, you know, knowing the game of football, knowing our schemes or anything like that, but it's their physical development. And that comes from the weight room and the off season programs that we have. And it's just developing those guys so that when they get in there and they don't have to think, they can just play and they can play at a high level.
More of an instinct.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then that they can continue to go up against big time, you know, programs and hold their own and dominate. That's what we want to do. And that just comes from those two things, mentally and physically being prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. That's especially when you talk about, you know, them being coachable. I'm not going to say hard to find, but it's wonderful when you do. It's one of those things that you can't coach being coachable. It's
right.
Like
you got it or you don't.
Yeah. And if you've got it, it just, you set yourself up for so much of a better, you know, career in the sport if you're able to take and process and do. So that's, you know, that's great that these, because they've got the talent, that's for sure. And when you can put both of them together, it's going to be a sight to see here for this season especially.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, being coachable, I say that you got it or you don't. You can always work on it and be more coachable, but you just can't get out there and do your own things. You got to do what you're coached to do. I think that's important. You just can't get out there and just, you know, forget every responsibility you got and go do your own thing, because that puts a lot of people on an island, leaves people out to dry. So you got to do what, you know, do what your coach do what we practice. I think that's huge. And getting those reps in practice are definitely beneficial to these guys.
Yep. Well, Coach, more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing. They're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia, at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lousaabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnoss Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnoss Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. All right, Coach, let's kind of talk into some of these players we were looking at with, you know, the being coachable aspect. And if you can, give us a few examples of some players that you'd say are, you know, very coachable, or you'd say that has made the biggest developmental jump as far as last year to this year.
Yeah, I mean, you can sit here and look at a handful of guys that have taken, you know, stepping into this role as a starter now, very serious, and they're trying to work on their craft and be coachable. You know, a guy like Braylon Johnson sticks out to me, or Adrian Villan. Those are two inside linebackers who were behind some great linebackers, you know, the past few years that played a lot of snaps for us. So that experience of learning from them, I think, was huge. And
yeah, just sitting also, and watching and learning.
I mean, definitely getting, you know, they did get some reps last year. They did play last year a little bit, but now they're stepping up into that starting role. And their development, I think, also – a guy like Chosen Owens, you know, who's played a lot of snaps for us, you know, as a sophomore. He's going into his junior year now. So he's trying not only to do his job, but he's trying to be a leader on defense and get guys lined up correctly and making sure, you know, teaching some of the young guys hey, we got to work on pad level. We got to use our hat and hands. We got to slant, you know, where we're supposed to be going and read, you know, read our guards. So those guys, you know, I think are guys that are stepping into a role. And then Avion Addison, who's played mm-hmm. a lot of snaps for us. He's not a new guy coming in, but he's a guy that's trying to be a leader on defense. Same with Antoine Kirk. Those are two corners that have really tried to step up and be leaders, you know, of the team and on our defense. But then, you know, you look at, you know, offense side of the ball, Grant, you know, just continuing to lead us. You know, this is he's going in. He's already had a year and a half of starting games, and this is be his senior year. So having him and his leadership on that side of the ball, he's stepped up for a lot, you know, in a lot of games for us. You think about a guy like Wasim, played a lot his sophomore year, mm-hmm. led our team in touchdowns his freshman year through so many games.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he'll be a three-year starter for it. This is only his junior year. And being able to start as a freshman and play your sophomore season and junior season, I mean, you could be a four-year starter at a 5A program. That's huge in the experience that he brings. Not only does he bring the experience factor, but his talent. I mean, he showed Friday night, you know, he has the speed to break away. He also runs great routes, catches the ball well, and just gives great effort. But his also the preparation in the classroom is huge for him. But, you know, you think about, you know, other guys that have to step up for us. Chase Richardson is an offensive lineman for us. He's played tackle the past 2 years for us, and we've moved him into center this year. So, yeah, he's learning a new position, but he's also capable of doing that. And he has been very coachable of learning that position, snapping the football, making sure he's taking the right steps. But, you know, I think, you know, you can't say enough about Hezekiah, you know, and what he's doing on the field and making sure that he's helping the team out the best way, you know, whether he's split out wide, whether he's attached tight end, he's in the backfield.
Yeah.
So, and then the other two guys I want to speak on offense are our two running backs, Josiah Gibbons and Nigel Gardner. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been behind some really good running backs, you know, since their freshman year. William Heck being one of them, you know, who graduated this past year. But Josiah and Nigel, they did see some time last year. They made the most out of it. And they're going to step into a starting role this year. So
two-headed monster.
Yeah, definitely. I think they can definitely do some things, and they both complement each other well. I think one, you know, one's a bigger back, and the other guy is a little bit smaller, but he's got the speed, and Josiah just, you know, he can put his head down and get the yards he needs to get, but he's also, we can split him out as well at receiver, and he can do some different
little
things.
Little Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery comparison.
There you go. That's right.
Well, that's always great to hear. You love where you can see a lot of the good potential coming up. Talk about these younger guys stepping up. You love to see it. So let's talk about, you know, those players, not specifically, but just this week. You got your home opener of the season.
Right.
Whole different atmosphere. You know, you had the scrimmage last week in Camden, but this week, you know, you've got the real deal between the bricks, primetime football. What are your thoughts on this week's matchup? You've got Wayne County coming in here. Have you taken any specific measures, you know, to prepare for them? Just kind of walk us through on what you've been going through to prepare for this game this week.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to say it's good to be, you know, getting a home game right here out of the gate. You know, I know we did have the scrimmage, and it rained the whole scrimmage, so there wasn't – a big crowd there, but we had a lot of people showed up and stayed through the rain, and I appreciate that. But we had a huge crowd go down to Chris Gilman Stadium and support the Pirates, and we're looking for a big home crowd, you know, our season opener at home, first home game. So it's going to be exciting to get back between the bricks. Our guys are going to be fired up, you know, to be at home playing at home. We do have Wayne County this week, and we, you know, the preparation started on Sunday with our coaches and, you know, yesterday's practice. We just finished today's practice. Our guys are, you know, prepping, you know, film study, meetings, and getting ready for all three phases of the game, because we've got to make a statement. We've got to come in here. We've got to prepare well, because if we don't, you know, we have a team that's coming in here that's really hungry for a win, And we've got to play our, we got to play good football. And if we don't, we're going to have some problems. And we definitely have to make sure that everybody's on the same page. I think that's huge. And we got to just execute in all three phases. We got to worry about us. We got to refocus. And we got to know what's going on this week, getting lined up correctly, getting the call. You know, everything I said that we've learned from the Camden game, I think that we've got to apply that now Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just wanted to give another quick reminder that you are currently listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network with head coach Garrett Grady. Another question let's go into. Let's see. You know, this team is really full of talent. Like, all across the board, you can say it's all over. I'd like if you could talk about a couple players that are going either, you know, not fully committed, but just players that are in a good point to be able to take their talents to play in college.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we do have a few guys with some offers already, you know, whether they're seniors or juniors. I'll start off, you know, of course, Hezekiah is Kent. He's our tight end. He's committed to the University of Florida.
Yep.
You know, he's set to graduate early in December so he can get on campus in Gainesville, you know, really quick, get in front
start
of everything. That's right. And start getting in their program, learning how they do things. And so he's one guy. Another guy would be Avion Addison, one of our corners. He has an offer from Arkansas State, and I'm sure he's going to pick up some more this year.
I'm sure.
He led a lot, led 5A in the state for interceptions at one time last season, you know, and he had two of those for touchdowns against Wayne County last year. So he's got a lot of talent, and I'm sure he's going to pick up some things. He's also set to graduate early.
That's awesome.
Chase Richardson, our center, he plays offensive line, and he'll probably play center or guard at the next level. So it's kind of good that he's moving inside right now for us, because he'll be able to have that experience as well.
All the way across the line.
Yep. So he's got some offers from some schools, some FBS schools, some group of fours. And I think with the way he plays the game and being a good offensive lineman, I think he'll also pick up some more things. But he's been offered, you know, Georgia Southern, Jacksonville State, App State, and he's going to continue to get some offers. Kasiah Charlton, our other offensive lineman, he plays tackle. He's committed to the University of Central Florida. He's also set to graduate early. So he's done everything right in the classroom to be able to be awarded, you know, his diploma in December.
Yeah, that graduating early brings a lot back to, you know, the program here and how you're going through and really installing the determination and all of that into these players for their dedication to the books to be, you know, as strong as it is on the field. For them to be able to graduate early, that just says so much about the program and all that too.
Yeah, he has done, you know, we got four guys, you know, Hezekiah, Kasiah, Chase, Grant Moore is another guy who's set to graduate early, Avion too. So we got five guys that are set to graduate early, you know, and, you know, Grant, you know, I know he had injury in baseball in the spring, you know, he had surgery, he's done his rehab, came back, you know, ready to go. He's played in the scrimmage, played in game one for us. But I definitely think throughout the season he's going to pick up some things. He does have an Eastern Kentucky offer, and I know some other schools are going to come in on him. Definitely, Murray State has offered him as well. Some of the schools wanted him to come this past summer and throw, which he couldn't because of the injury. But if they see him play now, I mean, there's no doubt that he'll definitely award himself some opportunities. Chosen Owens is another guy, but he's just going into his junior year, defensive lineman, who's picked up some offers, and he'll continue
he's still got time to get with more.
Yeah, with a big junior season, you know, he'll definitely, with his size, you know, he's 6'4", 275 pounds, a good-looking kid, you know, plays defensive line for us, and he's one of the strongest guys in our weight room. Wasim, going in his junior year, he'll definitely pick up some more stuff. He's got a few offers right now at receiver. Nigel Gardner and Josiah Gibbons, same thing, both running backs have picked up some things. So there's a lot of talent, a lot of guys that can still, you know, earn a scholarship, you know, but they just got to really show, you know, if it's their junior year or their senior year, they really just got to show that, you know, what they're working to, the improvement that they made. And, you know, today it's really tough for guys to get awarded, especially a high school kid, to get awarded a scholarship, to earn a scholarship because of the transfer portal. And that's a whole different subject that we can talk on later, because it'll take the whole segment. But it's really hurt, you know, instead of taking a high school kid who can sit somewhere and develop and get into a program, a college program, and turn out to something. A lot of people and a lot of coaches who got a win right now take somebody who is ready made or who is older, who has experience, because they need to win right now. So they might not have time to develop somebody. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's the crazy part about it, is that a lot of good football players are going to miss out on opportunities that a guy is going to get 3 or 4 times. And and definitely a lot of these guys have done all the work and should earn a scholarship. So they just got to continue to work and see what happens.
Yeah, that's definitely, we'll have to circle back to the transfer portal. Might throw that in there next week. But right now we're going to take a quick break. You're currently listening to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Parker's. Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's earth mine diamonds or lab mine diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea. Man.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parkers, and Optum Orthopedics. So, Coach, let's kind of circle back a little bit to before the break. We were talking about players going to college and just continuing their academic and athletic careers. If you could give, you know, a couple pieces of advice to some young, aspiring players, you know, even down to elementary, middle, just players that they want it, but just they're young enough to be able to make better decisions to put them in a better spot, as far as getting to that level and playing in college, what would be, you know, a couple little key pieces of advice that you'd want to give to them?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things you could say about that. And number one is just control the things you can control. I think one thing that we can control if we're a student athlete is, you know, staying on our academics. I think that puts us in the best situation. It sets us aside from everyone else. You know, your GPA does matter. The grades you get in your classes do matter. And then also that goes with that is also your behavior. I think you can control your behavior and make sure that you're doing the right things, even when no one's watching. You know, that'd be some advice I'd tell somebody. You know, control the things you can control. And then the other part of that is, you know, I know everybody has dreams to go play at University of Georgia or any big time Division I school, You got to be realistic about where you can play. Mm-hmm. And there is a spot for everybody. It may be at the Division I level, maybe at the Division II level, D3, NAIA, JUCO, but be realistic about it and then try to pursue that. And then, I think those are the biggest things that you can do is academics, behavior, and then, you know, set a goal and go accomplish that goal. You know, there's not a certain amount of hours that you got to put in, you know, training physically that you're going to earn a scholarship or be able to play. You know, that's something else totally different. But I think if you look at the things that you can control and go accomplish those things and do the best thing, you know, trying to put yourself in the best position possible to earn a scholarship, those are the three things that I would focus on.
Yeah, I definitely agree. There's a lot of things you can do physically, especially, but the other aspect of it, you know, if you're failing your classes, nobody's going to want you to go to their college because, you know, I'm sure we've talked about this, how y'all's team GPA this year, what'd you say it was?
It was 3.14, I think, and as a whole athletic department, I think it was 3.41.
Which is so crazy. Yeah, like, that's so good.
It's really good, and we want to continue that. We want to be better than last year, and that comes with our, you know, we got grade check number one starting tomorrow, and Coach Tedder, our defense coordinator, assistant head coach, he does our grade checks. He sends it out to every position coach and keys them in on it so that everybody knows where everybody stands and what do we have to do to get these players some tutors or spend some extra time in some classes, retake tests, whatever it is that they need to do, or if they're missing something, let's get them caught back up and let's stay on their academics. You know, because that's one thing that we need to do is we need to try and beat our team GPA from last year. And, you know, I think we definitely can do it. We just got to put our mind to it and make sure that we continue to stay on top of our academics.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. And we can, after I give y'all a quick reminder that you're currently listening to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What you just said about the goal of, you know, wanting to beat the GPA this year, let's kind of use that and build into some goals for the year. What would you say? I'm sure you just said that, but like, you know, including that, what would you say are your main goals for this season?
I mean, we ask our players to write three things down on, you know, an index card. We go individual goals, team goals, and then, you know, we kind of compare, you know, by position and just, you know, have our guys read them off to them. You know, individually, a lot of people put, you know, like individual stats. If I'm a running back, I want to rush for so many yards a game. I want to have so many touchdowns. Or if I'm a defense player, you know, I want to have so many tackles, maybe an interception for a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But I think, you know, you look at everybody's team aspects or their team goals, you know, number one is, you know, win championships.
Exactly.
You know, and we have the opportunity to win three championships at Brunswick High, you know, one being the city championship and then two being the region championship and then three being the state championship. So those are opportunities that we have to work towards. And we got to take them one at a time. But those are goals that our guys put forth. And, you know, I think that they want to build off of. And then the other team goals that, you know, that you see, you know, playing together for one another or developing relationships mm-hmm. with our teammates, you know, just things that you think they think outside the box a little bit. And, you know, you read some of the index cards or some of the goals that they have. And, you know, it's not just a set amount of wins, you know, for the season. You know, and then like, or leaving a great legacy as a senior. I think, you know, those are things that, you know, representing, you know, Brunswick High well, you know, those are team goals that they want to accomplish.
Yeah. that's, I mean, when you look at that, the aspects of the championships, like you said, well, there's three, you know, that, and each one is just as impactful as the next. You know, you've got the city championship, which correlates a good deal to the region, which also correlates to the state. So it's like a step. You've got to get that city championship for the momentum to build up to the region, to build up to the state. It's like a continuous level of goals that you can hit to just keep pounding away some motivation and checking everything off the list.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, we just got to take it, you know, 1 week at a time.
Yeah.
We do have Wayne this week coming in. That's our last non-region game. We go on a bye week next week, and then we start our region season with Effingham coming into Glenn County Stadium, and we go eight region games, and there is a bye week somewhere down the road. But from that point on, it's all business. I mean, it's business now.
It's down to it.
But it's down to it, and you start talking about the region standings and everything. But you have to really, really harp on, you know, focus one game at a time. We can't be looking ahead. Can't be looking ahead at the city championship. We got
day by day, yeah, practice by practice.
That's right. We got to work on who our opponent is that week and, you know, go to work.
Yeah, that's a good, you know, it's always good to have that, like I was saying, you know, the day by day, practice by practice. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. Just keep trucking ahead. Next day, what can you accomplish that day to benefit and progress yourself and the team? So, I mean, that's always very a good positive note to be on for a day to day. That's, you know, that's what I go by too. We'll move into kind of with the day by day and, you know, the motivation and everything. And this will be our last question for the day. If you could send, you know, one message to the fans and the community of Brunswick, Pirate Pride, what would you say, like, how they could benefit and support the team the most?
I mean, you know, not only just supporting the team, you know, on the field, you know, Friday nights are great. But, you know, one of the big – we do want to display that Pirate Pride, you know, mm-hmm. around the community. I know the community is, you know, half Brunswick High, half Glenn Academy.
Yeah.
but I definitely think that the Pirate Pride, you know, here is definitely shown. I definitely think that a lot of people represent Brunswick High School, and we want to represent Brunswick High School in such a positive way. I definitely think that, you know, Friday night when we look in the stands and they're packed out, and, you know, that just brings so much energy to our guys and, you know, really gets them hyped up. And the Blue Crew, which I know you were a big part of the Blue Crew when you were in high school, and, you know, just the student section gets those guys, you know, the band's playing, you know, that, you know, sound great. You know, that's what Friday nights are about. And our guys really, you know, look back and, you know, they're going to remember a lot of great times, you know, whether it's in between the bricks or on the road. But playing together, I think those are things that they'll always remember.
Yeah. I mean, you can't beat, I mean, there's one thing in going into just some ordinary stadium and playing just anybody. But when a team has to come in to Glenn County Stadium and play Brunswick High between the bricks, and you've got that student section absolutely fired up and that band is just absolutely going nuts, and just all the supporters and the community gathered up, it doesn't matter. When they say home field advantage isn't real, when you get that kind of Pirate Pride out there, the electric atmosphere that fans can provide,
it makes
really does change the game.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And, you know, you talk about momentum in a game, whether something happens in a game, but if you have a crowd like that and momentum switches to your side, you got a serious home field advantage. And, you know, looking for that Friday night, looking for Pirate Nation to show up, which I know they will. Looking for, you know, our guys to get out and compete and play hard. Going against Wayne County, that, like I said, coming to Glenn County Stadium for 2 weeks in a row, you know, they're coming in hungry, and we've got to be able to execute.
Well, Coach, good luck to you this week. I'll be out there loud and proud cheering y'all on. But for now, thank you for joining the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here. But for now, I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.